Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 15th of May 2024. Essence. Sweet children, the basis of remembrance is love. If you lack love, your remembrance cannot be constant, and if your remembrance is not constant, you cannot receive love. Question. What is it that souls love the most, and what is the sign of that? Answer. Souls love their bodies the most. They have so much love for their bodies that they do not want to leave them. They continue to try and find many different ways to save them. The father says, those are dirty Tamopradan bodies. You now have to take new bodies, and you must therefore remove your attachment from those old bodies. For you, not having any awareness of your bodies is your destination. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. You children know that the deity self-sovereignty has been inaugurated. Preparations are now taking place to go there. When a branch is opened, people try to get an important person to do the opening. When all the officers of a lower level see an important person, they would all come. For instance, if the governor comes, then all the senior ministers, etc., will come. If you just invite a collector, important people do not come. This is why you have to try to get someone higher up to come. If he comes inside for any reason, you can show him the path. Show him how you are receiving your unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. No human beings, apart from you Brahmins, would know this. You don't have to tell him directly that God has come. Many say, God has come, but no. There are many who call themselves God in that way. You have to explain that the unlimited Father has come and that he is giving you the unlimited inheritance as he did in the previous cycle, according to the drama plan. You have to write this whole line. When people read this, they will try to come, and those who have it in their fortune will come. You children know that you are receiving the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. Only the children whose intellects have faith come here. While their intellects have faith, they sometimes become those whose intellects have doubts. Maya makes them fall. While moving along, they become defeated. It is not the law that only one side is always victorious and are never defeated. There is always both victory and defeat. In a battle, there are all three types: first class, second class, and third class. Sometimes those who don't fight also go to see the fight. That is allowed because perhaps they may become coloured and become part of this army. The world does not know that you are Maharati warriors. However, you don't hold any weapons, etc., in your hands. Weapons would not seem right in your hands, but the father explains that there is the sword of knowledge. They have then understood that to be something physical. You children have been given the weapons of this knowledge by the Father. There is no question of violence in this, but people don't understand this, and so they have given physical weapons to the goddesses. They have depicted them as violent. That is total senselessness. The father knows very well the ones who are going to become flowers. The father himself says, the flowers should be at the front. It is certain that this one is going to become a flower. Baba doesn't mention any names. Otherwise, others would ask, will I become a thorn? When Baba asks who will become Narayan from an ordinary man, each one raises his or her hand. Each one can understand for himself or herself that those who do a lot of service also remember the Father. Since they also have a lot of love for the Father, they will be able to remember him. No one would be able to have constant remembrance. It is because there is no remembrance that you are unable to have love. Something that is loved is also remembered a lot. Parents pick up lovely children and sit them in their laps. Little children are like flowers. Just as you children want to go to Shiv Baba, so little children also pull him. He would instantly pick up little children, sit them in his lap, and give them love. This unlimited father is very lovely. He fulfills all your pure desires. What do human beings want? Firstly, they want good health so that they never fall ill. This good health is the best of all. If someone has good health, but no money, then of what use is that good health? They want money through which they can receive happiness. The father says, you are definitely going to receive both health and wealth. This is not anything new. This is something very old. This is what you say when you meet. You wouldn't say that it is hundreds of thousands of years or millions of years ago. No, you know when this world becomes new and when it becomes old. We souls go to the new world and then go into the old world. You are given the name all-rounders. The Father has explained that you are all-rounders. While playing your parts, you have now reached the end of many births. You are the first ones to come and play your parts. That is the sweet silence home. People are so distressed while searching for peace. They don't understand that they were in the land of peace and that they came from there to play their parts. Now that those parts have ended, we will definitely go back to where we came from. Everyone comes from the land of peace. Everyone's home is Brahm Lok, Brahmond, where all souls reside. They make a very big egg-shaped rudra. They don't know that souls are very tiny. They say that they are like stars, but it is a big image that is worshipped. You know that such a tiny point cannot be worshipped. So what would they worship? This is why they make a larger image and worship it and pour milk over it. In fact, Shiva is a bhogta, one who doesn't experience the fruit of anything. So why do they offer him milk? If he were to drink that milk, he would become one who experiences everything. Everyone says, He is my heir and I am his heir because we have sacrificed ourselves to him. Just as a father surrenders himself to his child, leaving him all his property, and goes away into the stage of retirement, so here too you understand that the more you accumulate with Baba, the more all of that will remain safe. It is remembered, some people's wealth remained buried, some people's wealth was taken by the government. You children know that nothing is going to remain, that everything is going to be burnt away. It isn't that when destruction takes place and aeroplanes crash, thieves will take all the things. The thieves themselves will all be destroyed. At that time, looting etc. will also end. Otherwise, when an aeroplane crashes, all the goods first come into the hands of the thieves, and they hide all of the goods just there in the jungle. They do their work in seconds. They do the work of stealing in many different ways. Some steal with royalty, and others steal with unroyalty. You know that all of this is to be destroyed, and that you will become the masters of the whole world. You won't need to search for anyone. You will take birth in a very high family. There is no need for money. Kings never think of taking money. Deities don't have the slightest thought of that. The Father gives you so much that there is never any question of stealing or jealousy, etc. You become completely full. There are thorns and flowers. Here all are thorns. Those who are unable to stay without vice will definitely be called thorns. From the king downwards, all are thorns. This is why Baba says, I will make you like this Lakshmi and Narayan, that is, I will make you into kings of kings. Those thorns go in front of the flowers and bow their heads. This Lakshmi and Narayan are sensible. The Father has also explained that those who are in the Golden Age are called emperors, whereas those who are in the Silver Age are called kings. The greater ones are called emperors, and those with a smaller income are called kings. First, there will be the court of emperors. There are different levels of status. They would receive their chairs of position number-wise. For instance, when someone who was not going to come then decides to come, he would be given a chair first. Honour has to be maintained. You know that your rosary is being created. This is in the intellects of only you children. It is not in the intellect of anyone else. People take a rosary of Rudra and continue to turn its beads. You too used to turn the beads. You used to chant many mantras. The Father says, that too is devotion. Here you have to remember the one alone. The Father especially says, sweetest spiritual children, on the path of devotion, you used to remember everyone because of body consciousness. Now constantly remember me alone. You have found the one Father, and so remember that Father while sitting and moving around, and you will experience a lot of happiness. By remembering the Father, you receive sovereignty over the whole world. As time gets shorter, the more frequently you will remember Baba. day by day you will continue to move forward. You souls will not become tired. When someone climbs a mountain, he becomes physically tired. You won't experience any tiredness while remembering the Father. You will remain happy. You will remember Baba and continue to move ahead. Children have been making effort for half this cycle to go to the land of peace. People don't know anything about your aim and objective. You children have the introduction. The one for whom you did so much on the path of devotion now says, "Remember me." Just consider whether or not what Baba says is right. Those people think that they will become pure with water, but there is water here too. Is this the water of the Ganges? No. This is rainwater that has accumulated. It continues to come from a spring. That cannot be called the water of the Ganges. It can never end. This too is nature. The rain stops, but the water keeps coming. Vaishnavs always drink well water. On the one hand, they think that that is pure water, and on the other hand, they go to bathe in the Ganges in order to become pure from impure. That can only be called ignorance. Rainwater is always good. That is also a wonder in the drama. Godly wonders of nature. A seed is so tiny, and yet such a big tree emerges from it. You also know that the earth has become very barren and that there is no strength left in it. There is no taste in it. The Father gives you children all the experiences here of what heaven will be like. It is not that now. This too is fixed in the drama. Some children have visions. They go into trance and relate how the fruit there is so sweet. At the moment you have visions, and later when you go there, you will see those with your physical eyes and eat them with your mouths. Whatever things you have visions of now, you will see those with your eyes. It depends on your efforts. If you don't make effort, what status would you claim? Your efforts are now continuing. You will become like that. After this destruction, it will be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. You know this now. It takes time to become pure. It has been seen that even with the consciousness of brother and sister, there are problems, and you are therefore told to consider yourselves to be brothers. When you consider one another to be brother and sister, your vision doesn't change, but by considering yourselves to be brothers, bodies do not remain. All of us are souls, not bodies. Whatever you see here, it is all to be destroyed. You have to shed those bodies and become bodiless and return home. You come here to learn how to shed those bodies and return. This is your destination. Souls love their bodies very much. Souls try so many ways not to shed their bodies. I should not shed this body. Each soul has a lot of deep love for his body. The Father says, "Those bodies are old. You are Tamo Pradhan. You souls are dirty. This is why you have become unhappy and ill." The Father says, "You must no longer love your bodies. They are old bodies. You now have to buy new ones, but there isn't a shop where you can buy one. The father says, remember me and you will become pure. You will then also receive pure bodies. Even the five elements will be purified. The father explains everything and then says, man above, Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. You are Shiv Baba's heirs and he is your heir. Surrender yourself totally to the Father with this faith. However much you accumulate with Baba, it will remain safe. It is said, some people's wealth will be buried, ... 2. You now have to become flowers from thorns. Claim a right to the Father's love by having constant love and doing service. Day by day, continue to move forward with remembrance. Blessing. May you experience your own self-progress from your efforts and become a star of success. Those who experience their own self-progress and success in their efforts are stars of success. They don't have such thoughts in their personal efforts, such as, I don't know whether this will happen or not, whether I will be able to do this or not. They do not have the slightest thought of failure. They experience success in themselves to be a right. They continue to receive success easily and automatically. Slogan: give happiness as an embodiment of happiness, and blessings will be added to your efforts. Om Shanti.